Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday, July the 20th, 2021, 7:20:21, 17 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, we've got a lot to do here in hour number one. We've got a lot of housekeeping to do, but have you ever had one of those nights where, for no particular reason, you had a restless sleep? You know, I do not remember a night where I have had such a restless sleep as I did last night. And nothing was wrong. I did not feel bad. I was not sick. I didn't have any aches or pains, no muscle spasms, nothing like that. It just seemed like last night, about every 15 to 20 minutes, I was waking up. Now, I'm sure it wasn't every 15 to 20 minutes when you consider you go to bed about midnight and you wake up at somewhere around 6:30, but, you know, it seemed like that last night. It was one of those nights, and I have no idea what was causing it because I don't think there was any noise going on in my neighborhood that I could tell. So I'm just coming off a little bit of a restless night's sleep. So if you hear me come in here this morning and say odd things or mess up words, you know what it's all about. I had a little bit of an odd night's sleep. But the good news is, with this restless night's sleep, is that I really don't feel too bad this morning. Usually after a night like that, when you wake up in the morning, you feel exhausted. Well, so far, I feel pretty good. So we're off and running here 19 minutes past the hour. Now, there are some things I want to talk about here, and again, we're going to continue our ticket giveaway. Now, here's the thing. I know yesterday that a lot of ticket giveaways went on. I did some ticket giveaways on my show. I believe Adam did a ticket giveaway on his show. Linda did a ticket giveaway on her show. Now, here's the thing. Now, I don't know what went on here yesterday, but I had the tickets that I had given away when I left yesterday. They were laying on the stand next to the desk here, and I had all the names written down of the people who had won prizes. So I come in this morning, and that list is gone. I don't know where it is. It could be on the floor. It could be under something. Could be stuck in a book. I don't know what happened to it. But the list is gone of people who won prizes. Now, it could be that maybe everybody came in and picked up their prizes. I don't know. And then there are three prizes here. There's a pair of tickets to, two pairs of tickets to the zoo and one to the wilds. Now, I don't know if these were given away on Adam's show or Linda's show, and I don't know who they were given to because no name is written down. So I guess we'll just play it by ear. But you can pick those tickets up today if you won any tickets between 4 and 5 this afternoon. So if you were a ticket winner on Adam or Linda's show, or if you still have tickets to pick up from my show, you can do that from 4 to 5 today. Now, also, there were books laying on the desk, which maybe led to where the prize pickup paper went. I have no idea where it went. But there were books laying up on the desk that are normally laying on the side table, which maybe is where the prize sheet went. We'll have to get some new big prize sheets made, I guess, so they're not lost in the shuffle. But if anybody listened to Adam's show or Linda's show yesterday and knows exactly what happened, give me a buzz, and maybe we can sort this out together this morning. 740-383-9944. I know last week when I had a note from Glenn telling me who had won on his show, I believe he gave away three sets of tickets last week. I didn't know what that was all about. So when I came in, a listener called in and said Glenn had given away tickets. So that's how that all shook out. But who knows? That's the way it goes. We'll find it at some point. We'll find the list. The list will show up. It could be stuck in papers, you know. It's one of those things. But if anybody has any ideas, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Okay, some smaller things I wanted to talk about this morning, and then we're going to get to our competition here. You know, I have a garage door opener. And it is the craziest thing in the world. Because I was having trouble with it. First thing I want to do, hold on, I want to make sure I say this. I learned yesterday of the passing of Carolyn Aiken, who was Dave Aiken's wife, and a lot of you probably remember from the Lights, Camera, Shop program every Friday night on TV39 here in Marion. And she had done that for quite a while, and she also sang on the station and did things of that nature. And I was sad yesterday to learn of the passing of Carolyn, and Dave had just passed away last year, 2020, from a bout with cancer. But I tell you, I it's my understanding that Carolyn might have had some health problems, but I never thought they were very serious. I know she was still living alone, as far as I knew. She was still doing the television show on Friday nights, as far as I had known. And as a matter of fact, I saw her right after the 4th of July in the grocery store, because I had put some pictures up online of my 4th of July cookout, and Carolyn and I ran into each other in the grocery store, and she commented how it looked like I had a good time, and I told her that I did have a good time, and I hoped that she had had a good time on the 4th, and she was talking about how her and the family just kind of stayed in the air condition because it was such a warm day. So I was very surprised to see that she had passed away yesterday, but that's what life does. Unfortunately, so we send our best to John, their son, and the grandkids, and John's wife, and anybody else who might have been affected by this. But Carolyn was a nice woman, always a nice woman, never had a bad moment with her, and I was just sad to hear of her passing yesterday at the age of, I really don't know how old Carolyn was. I'm sure it will come out on the obituary report at some point, but she just passed away yesterday, and I was sorry to see that. And I know she was doing the Lights, Camera, Shop program. I don't think she did it last week. I don't think they had a show last week because they had said that there was some kind of illness, which obviously we know what that was now, but I think they had done it 2 weeks ago. So this is the way life goes, but I wanted to certainly pay memory to Carolyn Aiken. Really, along with her husband Dave, one of the founders of broadcast television here in Marion. And it will go on. I'm sure John, being at the helm over there at TV 39, it will continue. So sorry to hear of the passing of Carolyn Aiken, but you know, that happens a lot. A lot of times when the husband goes with a couple that's been married a long time, the wife goes soon after. It doesn't always happen, but it tends to happen, and I don't know what happened in this particular case. But I think Dave was in his early 70s, mid-70s. So I imagine Carolyn was somewhere in that neighborhood, age-wise. But I just was kind of shocked to see that yesterday after seeing her a couple weeks ago. So we remember her and send our best wishes to the family. Now, I have a garage door opener. And a couple weeks ago, my garage door stopped going down when you hit the button. Now, it goes up just fine. But when you hit the button to go down, it would not go down. So I thought, well, maybe something's blocking it. Something's in the line that's causing the garage door not to go down. So I think it was last week, I finally went to the little sensors at the bottom of the garage door, and I noticed that one of them was not green anymore. So I figured they had just become unaligned. So I lined them up that day, the green light came back on, and the garage door went up and down. Perfect. That day, so I thought I was back in business. So I go out of the garage door the next day, and it goes about halfway down, and then stops, and goes back up. Well, this has been going on for about a week. Goes halfway down, then back up. And I'm thinking, well, now what's the problem? It's going halfway down, but then it stops itself, and it goes back up. Well, yesterday, last night, a matter of fact, for some reason, I was pulling out of the garage, and I fully expected it to go halfway down and then back up, and it went all the way down. And then this morning, it went all the way down and shut. So I hate to even talk about it because I don't want to jinx myself and ruin a good thing, but it's going down now. But I don't know what's causing this. If anybody has any ideas, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Now, I know the logical assumption here is that there's something blocking the door. But I don't understand why it wouldn't go down at all. Now, I do understand that the sensors were not lined up at that point. So when I lined up the sensors, the green light came back on, and it did go halfway down. Now, why all of a sudden it's went from halfway down to all the way down, I have no idea because I didn't change anything in that 4 or 5 day period, but we'll hope it continues to go all the way down. So that's where we are at this point. But if anybody's got anything to say about that, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, because I have no idea what's going on here with the old garage door. Now, another scourge in my life recently, and we're getting a call. Maybe somebody knows what's going on here. Let's see if we can get this. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars and local politicians.
Yes, yes. How you doing, Adam?
I'm about the best you can get currently. Well, I'm doing okay. I sent you a message about the prize capers and the books.
Tell the audience as
like a support mechanism, but I put them back. I don't know what happened to the list. It was there when I departed, but I'm sure it's around. Trish and Janet. Janet was a guy, but I guess it was Janet's relative. I picked up the prizes, so I crossed them off the list.
So there weren't many people left yesterday.
Yeah, Janet was kind of fun because it was like during my show, and a gentleman with a beard walks in, and he says his name was Janet. So I figured must be the husband, but that was kind of fun. And we took care of Trish. Also, I actually gave Trish some personal service, but that's the kind of guy that I am. In terms of the garage door, I replaced my garage door last year, and one thing I would suggest, go to Menards, it's in your neighborhood there, pick up some of that graphite lubricant, and that often will fix a garage, it's especially for the tracking, and see if that will help, if the rollers, whatever mechanism you have, will function better. And obviously make sure nothing is in the way of the door, because it might think that there's a child or something in the path of the garage door. So you may want to sweep out the end of the garage, make sure there's nothing blocking it, and give it a few good sprays with the graphite lubricant. And that might work. And even if it doesn't, it'll make it quieter, and it's good for overall health of the garage door.
Now, as far as the ticket giveaways, I know you were going to give away a pair, and Linda was talking about giving away tickets. Are the tickets that are here this morning those tickets?
I didn't give away tickets because nobody stumped me. One person, she gave, there were basically two correct answers, and actually doing some further research, there are four correct answers. She gave me a correct answer. I provided a correct answer, plus the year of the song. She asked for the biggest hit by Blondie. I said Rapture 81. She said Heart of Glass, which they were about equal in terms of popularity, but turns out Call Me and The Tide is High were also number one. I was doing some research on that. So those would have been accepted. What is Blondie's biggest hit is up for debate. It's not like some musical acts, like Kenny Rogers' Lady was number one for, I think, 6 weeks. So that's the obvious answer there. But for Blondie, any of the four answers were okay. So I said it was a tie. Then another question was asked, which I answered immediately. And then there was a question where the second part was essentially from 1964. That wasn't within the right year. And this person, I think she's won recently, so she declined the prize. So I didn't give away anything, but I'm going to keep trying. There was good response, which I'm glad to hear about. I think the first person I kind of shocked because I answered the question like two words into it. So that was kind of fun. I don't know if Linda gave anything away. All I can tell you is that two people picked up a prize as part of my show, and I crossed them off, Trish and Janet, and there were some others. But at least I tried to give one away, and we'll try to do that next time I'm there, maybe next Monday, as I'm sure somebody can stump me. I don't know every song from 73 to 87, but I know a lot of them. Maybe I can pick a topic I'm not quite as good at. Maybe like Garage Doors, because my mechanical abilities certainly aren't at the level of my musical knowledge.
Well, it's good to know. Maybe one of these is something Linda gave away, and maybe that's where the list went. I'm sure it's around here somewhere, but
yeah, I figure Linda seems like somebody would have really nice handwriting. So is there something in nice handwriting there?
No, there's nothing, and that's what I, like I said, the list that I had is gone, and I don't see anything from Linda.
Yeah, I know it was there. I mean, the books, I moved them because I use it, and I use them as kind of like a support mechanism, but they're certainly there. I didn't remove them from the room. The list, I don't know. We might want to get one of those dry erase boards or something, right? I don't know. But it was certainly, it was there, and who knows? I'm thinking there was like two people left. And then the lady that won that jelly or jam or preserves, she picked that up. That had been sitting there for a bit. But I know when Janet came in, I provided, it was a Zumbezi Bay, and then a Columbus Zoo for Trish. So, I think it might have been a Zumbezi, whichever it was, she had told me. But the thing is, we've gotten so popular, Scott, we give away so many tickets, this is kind of like a good problem.
No, I don't mind the problem. I just wonder where...
We've been quite generous with this, and I think there will be a lot of people from a county north, because the zoo's in Delaware County, I believe, visiting that fine establishment, and that's always a good thing. So it's good to get out and provide recreational opportunities to the community. But we want to be sure we're challenging people too by asking some good questions, and we've pretty much been doing that. I think my questions are the hardest. People are just trying to find a way to ask Adam a question that he's not going to know.
Well, we will continue on.
I like a little brain stimulation, so that's not a problem at all. Actually, a couple of the questions that people asked were really good.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear everything went well, and I guess we'll go onward and upward from there.
Yeah, but that's and again, with the garage door, how old is your garage?
Oh, not old. Matter of fact, the garage door was just replaced maybe 2 years ago, right before the pandemic.
Okay, so it's probably out of like a warranty. But I mean, garage doors, I would suggest, they do need maintenance like any other moving part in a house or a car. So I would suggest the graphite spray and sweep out again the area that's at the edge where it's at the same part of the garage as where the door closes. And maybe the sensor, you know, take some canned air and blow it on the sensor just to make sure that area is clear, just to remove that from the equation. But 2 years, it certainly, I mean, garage door should last at least 10 years. So those are the first things I would try. And even if they don't work, it's a good idea anyway. Because in the winter, when it's colder and all the lubricant is going to be less fluid than it is now, it's more likely to be a problem. So this is a time of year to make sure that it's working perfectly.
we'll see how it all shakes out. But thanks for the tips.
Okay, well, hopefully that helped. Maybe somebody with more mechanical knowledge than myself can call in with suggestions.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks, Adam.
See you later. Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open again, 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on the garage door? Now, the other thing is, and I know what the answer to this is overall, but I'm talking more about the intricacies of what has happened here. Now, back around, I think it was around the 4th of July as well, I noticed that my driver's side tire, front tire, was losing air. So I went to the filling station and got some air in it. And the light went off and the tire was full and everything was good. So that lasted for about a week. And then the light came on again and it looked like the tire was starting to lose air again. So yesterday, it was not flat or anything, but you know, I'm thinking, why does this tire continue to lose air? Now, normally, I would just go buy a new tire, but in my life, I have never tried Fix-A-Flat. And yesterday, I really didn't notice how low the tire was until last night, so all of the tire places would have been closed. So, I was over in Caledonia last night, and they have a store there, a dollar store, and I thought, okay, I'm going to go in there and see if they have any of this Fix-A-Flat, because I've never used it. To see if this will actually work. So I went in and I bought a can of the Fix-A-Flat and I put it in last night. And, you know, the tire looks fuller. Now, the light did not go off, but of course I did not put any air in the tire either. I just put the Fix-A-Flat solution, which did blow the tire up somewhat, but I don't think it's at full capacity. But does this Fix-A-Flat work? You know, people buy it, and I did not even know until last night that when you go into the store, they have it for all kinds of different tires. They have it for standard tires, they have it for large tires, they have it for larger tires. And I'll tell you the weird thing about it. It says, put your puncture at 6 o'clock. So the puncture's at the bottom. Now, here's the weird thing. I don't even know if my tire has a puncture. I don't see a puncture hole. I'm sure there's something there that's causing a slow leak, but I don't know if it's a puncture or not. But when I went out this morning, it does not look like the tire has lost any air since last night. So maybe the Fix-A-Flat works, but has anybody had any luck with this Fix-A-Flat? I'll try it once here and see how it works, and obviously if it doesn't work, then I'll just go and get a new tire. But I don't know. Does this stuff work? Has anybody ever used it and found great success, or have you ever found great failure with using the Fix-A-Flat? This is my trial run with it. If you have any thoughts on that or the garage door opener, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Fix-A-Flat or garage door opener problems. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on either one of those, 740-383-9944. Okay. Now, also on the agenda this morning, coming up on 40 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time, yesterday morning, as many of you know, as I said, on Sunday night, I was at the back-to-school school supply, I guess event is what you would call it, out at Steak and Shake here in Marion. And we had people sign up to win tickets to Zumbezi Bay. Now, yesterday morning, I tried to call people live on the air during the 9 o'clock hour to give them the tickets to Zumbezi Bay. Well, we tried about 4 or 5 people yesterday, and either they did not answer the phone, or they did not put a phone number on the piece of paper to call them. So, we're going to try this again this morning. Now, I put everybody's name back in the drawing here, because I thought, well, let's give everybody a fair chance again. So I'm going to dig in here and see what I can find, and we're going to call somebody, and we're going to see if we can get a hold of a winner here this morning on this station. right here. You know what? This is somebody who I don't think we called yesterday. So maybe this will be good luck. Let's give this a shot here. All right. High excitement here.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Fine.
Well, that person is not there. That went right to voicemail. So, we're going to continue on again here this morning. All right, let's get another one here. See if we can come up with anything. Okay, let me get a name out of here. Boy, I'll tell you, this Steak and Shake cup is not the most conducive thing to drawing names. All right. Well, here's another one. We didn't try this one yesterday, so maybe this will come off good. Let's give it a shot. Well, maybe.
7403.
Well, that one went right to voicemail, too. We're having the same successes we did yesterday. Boy, isn't this fun. Never has somebody tried so hard to give away tickets. Okay. Well, let's try this one. You know, we might have to give up on this at some point. Okay, here we go. We pray somebody answers the phone. Well, this one's ringing better than the last one. This is a good sign. Maybe a good sign. Nobody gets up at 9 before 9 in this town, apparently. The sound of ringing over your radio. How stimulating.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
Oh, my. Okay, well, that one's dead in the water. We tried again there. We're trying to be gallant with this morning. Let's see if we can get another name. Boy, I'll tell you, there's one way down there. I'm going to pull the one from way down there and hope that this is the lucky one. It's all folded up here. Okay, let's give this a shot. See where this goes. Here we go. Let's hope for luck here. One for luck. Maybe they think I'm a telemarketer. Oh, I think we're headed in the same direction.
Hi.
Well, that one's dead in the water. All right, the nicely folded up one does not pull a winner out. All right, we're getting a call here. I wonder if this is one of the people who might have called in. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I had a missed call from this number.
Oh, yeah, you're on the air, first of all. You were at Steak and Shake the other night, were you not?
Yes, I was.
Yes, I was calling to, you had won the two Zumbezi Bay passes.
Oh, wow. Okay, awesome.
Now, do you ever listen to this station?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
All the time?
Most of the time.
Most of the
time. When I'm not working.
When you're not working. Are you at work right now?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so that's why you didn't answer the phone.
Yes.
You don't have to tell us exactly where you work, but what kind of business are you in?
Nursing.
Oh, well, I tell you, we're very big in the nursing field. Well, I tell you, you can pick up your tickets today at, how do you say your first name?
Sonia.
Well, Sonia, you can pick up your tickets today at between 4 and 5. Would that work okay?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, I'm going to set them aside here. Pick these up between 4 and 5, and you got two passes to go to Zumbezi Bay.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sonia. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
All right, there you go. We finally got our winner. It is Sonia Davis. Sonia Davis, our big winner of two passes to Zumbezi Bay from our Steak and Shake competition. All right, congratulations to Sonia. Okay. An avid listener, I could tell. Now, just to keep up with what we're doing here, we're going to give away a pair of Zumbezi Bay passes to you, the listening audience, today. Now, here's how we're going to do it. We're going to continue with our product names here. So, I'm going to give you the product, and you give me the slogan and or jingle, and I'll enter you in the competition, and we're going to draw here in 13 minutes, so you could definitely be a winner this morning with no problems. Okay, here's the first one. The Weebles Toys. Does anybody know of the Weebles Toys? What is the slogan or jingle for the Weebles Toys? 740-383-9944. I guess these were Romper Room toys, is what it says, made by the Romper Room Company. But what is the slogan or jingle for the Weebles Toys? Does anybody know this? 740-383-9944. A pair of Zumbezi Bay tickets hang in the balance this morning. Weebles Toys. 740-383-9944. All right here. Go ahead, caller.
Weebles causes that they don't fall down.
What are Weebles?
I don't know. I just remember that song.
Yeah, I don't know either, but apparently they were made by the people who made Romper Room.
Do you remember Popples? That was my thing. I loved the Popples.
No, but you know what I do remember? Do you remember, what were they called? Color forms that you had to bake?
Yeah, those little, I made several of them for my grandma. They were like the sun catchers, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and you had to bake them, which was kind of odd. You know, kids could not bake their own toys anymore.
Everything was harmful back in the 80s. How did we live through that?
I have no idea.
Did you ever drink out of the garden hose?
Well, of course, and you wouldn't dare do that now.
Nope, no.
Did you listen to Linda's show yesterday?
Bits and pieces.
Was she giving away something?
She may have when I wasn't listening, so I can't say for sure.
Can't say for sure?
I don't want to say for sure if I don't know what I'm talking about.
I know. So, who are we putting in today? You?
No. Eeny, meeny, spiny, bow. What about Bob? I haven't heard him on here lately.
Yeah, Bob. We'll put Bob in. Okay, Bob's in.
There we go.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, Bob's in. Yes, Weebles. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down, whatever a Weeble is. Okay, here's the next one. FreeCreditReport.com. Okay, well, this is not a really difficult one. FreeCreditReport.com. FreeCreditReport.com. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. FreeCreditReport.com. Well, maybe somebody knows here. Let's see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, tell me about your tires.
Oh, yes. Tell me about that.
How old your car?
The car, let's see, how old is the car? Not that old.
Okay, because, you know, a lot of times those alloy wheels, you know, after they get 10 years old or so, it corrodes around where the bead seals, and you have to pump your tires up all the time. I'm not a big fan of alloy wheels. I got steel wheels on my truck, and I prefer steel wheels. They might rust up, but they, you know, they don't destroy the bead around there to where they leak. But you get a car 10 years old, you're putting air in your tires every few days.
Well, it's strange because I had never, all through the winter, I had never had an issue. And then the light came on sometime in June. But I did not notice any tire going flat, so I didn't know which tire it was. And right around July the 4th, I noticed the right front was going down. So I thought, okay, I'll put air in this. I did. The light went off, so it must be that tire. And it was good for a couple weeks, and then it came back on. So I don't know if this fix-a-flat works or not.
I've never had no luck with fix-a-flat working very long. What I've used fix-a-flat for is I carry it, and if you get a flat and it's just too low, you don't want to drive one of it anymore, it'll pump you up enough to where you can get somewhere and get it fixed.
Well, I'm going to give it a shot here. I know it did not blow the tire all the way back up, but it certainly got it back up to a point to where it doesn't look like it's going to go dead.
You very easily could have got a nail or a screw in there, and sometimes, you know, they won't leak too bad unless they're set in a certain position, and, you know, it causes it to leak. But I'd have a tire shop check it, you know, for a nail or a screw before you buy a new tire.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do it. If this doesn't work, I'm going to have to head on over to a tire shop. You know, I have went... For years, I went to Logan, and then this Zeus tire came into town, and I went there a couple times, and Zeus was okay for buying tires, but a lot of times they didn't have the tire that I needed, so I don't know if I don't know what Logan's charge. I know that's been a very popular place.
Yeah, I go to Logan's lot. No, they do you good on fixing them, too. I guess they now do brakes, too.
Oh, now, how much... Now, I know they have a different price for used tires versus new tires, but are they still doing, like, the $20, $25 for a used tire?
I think used tires cost you $30 now.
Oh, $30 now?
Yeah.
Well, that's not horrible.
No, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of people can't afford to spend a fortune on a tire. And if your car, you know, has all different kind of tires anyhow, what difference does it make? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, as long as a good tire's got a lot of good tread on it, I wouldn't understand the problem.
Yeah.
So we'll keep charging on. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, again, the you can call in any time about the whole fix-a-flat incident or garage door opener, 740-383-9944. But back to company jingles or slogan, freecreditreport.com. Does anybody know the slogan or jingle for freecreditreport.com? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. freecreditreport.com. We've got Bob in the competition this morning for a chance to win a pair of Zumbeezy Bay tickets, but we'd like to get some more people in. 54 minutes past the hour here. freecreditreport.com. What is the jingle or slogan for freecreditreport.com? 740-383-9944. And remember, you can pick up your tickets today between 4 and 5 p.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims is on today, 4 to 5 p.m. And the Adam the Computer Guy show is on from 2:10 until 3 p.m. Don't forget, the free vaccination clinic will be happening July 24th, 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect Ohio July Festival, held at the Prospect Park. Prospect Family Medicine will be offering the Moderna vaccine. If you have any questions, call 740-361-0781. And Nate Redman, I believe, will have a table over there for WWGH Radio at the Prospect July Festival, July 24th, 3 to 7 p.m. All right, 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the jingle or slogan for freecreditreport.com? freecreditreport.com. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. freecreditreport.com. The slogan and or jingle. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Bob is already in the competition, thanks to our friend Sarah, who answered the question in regard to the Weebles commercial. But now we're on to FreeCreditReport.com. Does anybody know what the jingle or slogan is for FreeCreditReport.com? Does anybody have the Google machine out if you don't know the answer? 740-383-9944, 56 minutes past the hour here. Only Bob in the competition so far. Although Sonia did win a pair of Zumbezi Bay tickets this morning from our big Steak and Shake giveaway on Sunday. We finally gave those away. All right, FreeCreditReport.com. FreeCreditReport.com. Does anybody even have a guess on what FreeCreditReport.com's slogan and or jingle might be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Looking for the slogan or jingle for FreeCreditReport.com. Well, we're stuck on this one, apparently. 57 minutes past the hour. We got to get somebody in here besides Bob, so it's actually a drawing. Can anybody tell me what the jingle or slogan is for FreeCreditReport.com? Or can you sing the Burger King song? Now, I'm still offering this because nobody's done it since Adam. I said yesterday, if somebody can sing the Burger King commercial, I'll put them in the drawing. If anybody can do that, the Burger King slogan, give me a buzz and I'll put you in because I said I would do that. 740-383-9944. The Burger King slogan. Also, we have... Well, we've never heard the Toys R Us jingle from our friend who also, I believe, works in a doctor's office, or our friend's niece who works in a doctor's office. We've never heard the Toys R Us jingle yet. Maybe that'll come one day. So waiting to hear the Toys R Us jingle or the Burger King jingle being sung or somebody telling us what the jingle or slogan is for FreeCreditReport.com. FreeCreditReport.com. Somebody give me a buzz here so we can get somebody else in the competition. 740-383-9944. 58 and a half minutes past the hour on this morning here. 58 and a half minutes past the hour. So right now, 740-383-9944, what we're looking for is, does anybody know the slogan or jingle for FreeCreditReport.com? Can anybody call in and sing the famous Burger King jingle, which is very well known? I'll put you in as long as you can sing it. And the Toys R Us song. If anybody can do that one, we'll put you in. 740-383-9944, a pair of Zumbezi Bay tickets hang in the balance here this morning. 740-383-9944, give me a buzz, would love to hear from you. Nobody has checked their free credit report, I guess, to remember the jingle for FreeCreditReport.com. Any guesses? Anybody willing to sing the Burger King song? Anybody willing to sing the Toys R Us song? We just need to get one more name in here so we can have a drawing so it's not just Bob in the competition. Now, Bob's got a pretty good chance to win at this point, but we just need to get another name in here. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Burger King song, Toys R Us song, jingle or slogan for FreeCreditReport.com, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
They say a man should dress for the job, so why am I dressed like a pirate?
Now, is that for FreeCreditReport.com?
Yes.
Not the one that I have, but a good guess. Not the one that I have, but a good guess. Looking for FreeCreditReport.com. Does anybody know what the slogan and or jingle is for FreeCreditReport.com? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. FreeCreditReport.com. All right, Bob in the competition here. Okay, I tell you what I'm going to do here. I'm going to take a little break here. Break for the top of the hour. And we'll come back again, freecreditreport.com. If anybody knows the slogan and or jingle for that, give me a buzz. Or can you sing the Burger King song? Or can you sing the Toys R Us song? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
He's an egotistical jerk.
What do you really think about him?
But he knows enough to make millions. I guess we can't put him down for that.
We can't put him down.
Because we don't know how much he owes.
He would not have a chance, I'm sorry, at an office. Now, he's got a lot of money that he can put behind him. But how many people would vote for him? I don't think very many.
WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. The Talking Place. Find us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.